The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, all the coolest podcasts go on WGNPlus.com. So make sure you check me out there on WGNPlus.com. If you want to stalk me on Twitter, you can. It's at Sean Green Show. And on Facebook, you can follow me on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media. I got a jam-packed show for you today, so I'm going to get it started right now. Well, you know what? You guys are always telling me that you guys want to figure out where to stay if you go to Las Vegas. And I recently did a trip to Las Vegas, and it was a lot of hotels that I've passed by, and I'm like, okay, this hotel looks cool, this hotel looks cool. But I ended up stopping by this one hotel, the Link Promenade, and I was totally blown away by it, and I just had to talk to the people that run the joint, you know, because I know when people go to Vegas, they want to have that ultimate Vegas experience. And the Link Promenade is one of those places that you really should go to. And they have, like, a lot of things going on. And I want to get, you know, the people that run the place, I want to get them on and, you know, just get all the info I possibly could about the Link. So on a Super Celebrity Hotline, joining me right now is Sean Swanger. He's the Vice President and General Manager of the Link Promenade. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, all right. First of all, I want to ask you personally, the Link is one of the premier places to go when you visit Las Vegas. And what separates your hotel from all the other hotels in Vegas? Because there's so many hotels that you can actually go to. And you know, like I said, when I was there a few months ago, I enjoyed myself at the Link. So what sets it aside?
That's great, and I'm glad you had a great time. I think, look, what makes us different is really the Link Promenade, which is connected to the Link Hotel. It's a totally outdoor, pedestrian-friendly mall, basically, and it has 40 outlets, a combination of restaurants, fast casual food, retail, attractions, and then it's all anchored by the High Roller, which is the world's tallest observation wheel.
Wow, and as far as the Ferris wheel, how long did that take to get constructed? Because we have a Ferris wheel here in Chicago, and they're going to redo that Ferris wheel. And the one we have, I thought it was pretty big till I saw the one at the Link Promenade.
Right. Well, ours is 550 feet tall. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the tallest in the world. It was 5 years in the making. The actual visible construction took 18 months. And actually, if there's any engineering nerds out there, we do a back-of-house tour which shows you how it was constructed and how it operates. And it is really, really fascinating. It was a massive project, and it's really changed the whole cityscape of Las Vegas.
Yeah, and also, as far as like places to take a selfie, the Ferris wheel has become like that spot if you want to get like the ultimate selfie, is to get it right by the High Rollers. I know here in Chicago we got the Bean. Everybody wants to get their little selfie by the Bean. And in Vegas, everybody gets their selfie, you know, by the High Rollers. So that's a good achievement right there.
Right. And it was actually being named the number one selfie spot in Las Vegas. But the beauty is you can get a great shot on the Link Promenade with the High Roller behind you in the shot. And then, of course, doing selfies at 550 feet tall when you can see all of the lights of Las Vegas is just awesome.
Wow. Now, as far as events in the Link Promenade, can you do, like, weddings and private parties there? Or is this just totally committed to the experience of enjoying the High Roller and the shopping and all that good stuff?
You can absolutely do events. whether that's a wedding, bachelorette parties, we do a lot of birthday parties, you can actually book out a cabin. And while a standard ride is 30 minutes, for a longer event, you can actually book multiple rotations. So, for example, we had we hosted a 21st birthday party for a family last week, and they actually booked three rotations. So it lasted for an hour and a half, and it was catered, and there was a DJ in the cabin. It was fantastic. We actually we do weddings all the time. Actually, we had a special day on the 12th of the 13th in 2014. We actually did 90 weddings in the one day. So it's become a really popular place for weddings, and actually a really popular place for people doing their vow renewals, too.
Oh, wow. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, the holidays are coming up, and people, you know, want to find that destination spot to actually, you know, go out, go have a good time and party. And you have some nice little festive things coming up at the Link Promenade. And you're going to have Britney lighting the holiday tree this year?
Yeah, Britney Spears is lighting the tree this Saturday. So we've just started installing all the decor in our big 30-foot tree. It's looking amazing. And then this Saturday, for anyone in town, come down at 5 p.m. and Britney herself is actually going to officially light the tree and kick off our holiday programming.
Oh, wow.
And it's actually going to snow here every day from that day, every 30 minutes between 5 and 9 p.m. So that'll be cool, too. And it's part of a Christmas parade that we do every 30 minutes every night right up until Christmas with, live entertainment, carolers, acrobats. We've even got a BMX show happening this year. So every 30 minutes every night, and it culminates with snowing throughout the property.
Wow. And this is is this a part of the 25 days of celebration that you guys do starting December 1st?
Yeah, so the 25 days of celebration is something new this year. So the entertainment we do every day, and then on top of that, we do a different offer every single day. So it's a combination of discount tickets on the high roller, or special offers from our outlets, or different types of festival entertainment, and that'll sort of surprise and delight guests. And it's something different every single day for the 25 days.
Wow. And, you know, a lot of people was telling me, like, look, I don't want to go to Vegas because Vegas is not a family-friendly place. And I beg to differ. I always said, you know, Vegas is one of those places, at least the times that I've been, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people watching. There's good shows there. So, do you consider the Link to be a family-friendly place? Because I think it is.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and for a number of reasons. It's the only pedestrian-friendly outdoor promenade on the Strip, so it's very convenient because it's all in this one location. But also, the high roller, kids under 12 ride free anytime. There's a lot of outlets here that are great for families as well. We've got Cupcakes and Sprinkles. Brooklyn Bowl, which is a premier concert venue, also has bowling day and night. So most definitely, and there's family entertainment during the day. We find that the crowd really changes from as the day progresses too, because we're open, some of our outlets are open 24 hours. Most of them are open till 2 a.m. So we see a lot of families during the day and families riding the high roller. And then, you know, as the lights go down and the night progresses, it becomes much more of an adult and younger crowd as the live entertainment starts as well. So it's really for everyone.
Now, you mentioned before that snow is going to fall every 30 minutes. How are you going to pull that off? Because in Chicago, we don't even know when it's going to snow. And when the weatherman says it's going to snow, it doesn't snow. So how are you going to pull that off?
I can't share that secret with you, Sean. I do know that you guys in Chicago are probably sick of the snow, whereas because we don't actually get it here, it's quite a novelty. But we can't share the trade secrets with you other than to say it is going to snow in Vegas, but only at the Link Promenade.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about your sexy Santa. You're going to have a sexy Santa there too?
Yeah, sexy Santa is going to appear later in the night every night over the holiday season, and people will be able to get photos with him. Again, this is where, you know, during the day, much more family-friendly, and we have a traditional Santa. Then nighttime comes around, and everything gets sexier, including Santa.
Wow. And as far as, you know, the restaurants, how many restaurants are in this promenade? Is there, I mean, I'm quite sure you guys, you know, have like the best food available there in the promenade.
Yeah, well, I may be biased, but I think absolutely we have the best food. And again, one of the best things about it is because it's all in this one location, you can go from venue to venue. So, you know, you might want to just go for a drink at off the strip, but then go and sit down and eat at Chayo, which is an awesome Mexican restaurant. We've got Yard House, Tilted Kilt, Flour and Barley for the best authentic pizza. It's really, there's such a variety here, and one of the things that people love about the Link Promenade is you don't have to settle into one location because everything's in such close proximity. We've got 40 outlets in total. That's restaurants, restaurants, bars, and retailers.
Wow, and there you have it. Son Swanger, the Vice President and General Manager of the Link Promenade. Hey, if you guys want to check out more information on the Link Promenade, go to Caesars.com/link. All the information is there. If you want to follow him on Twitter, it's at High Roller Vegas. If you want to check him out on Twitter, and at the Link, if you want to check him out on Twitter, there's two Twitter handles there. Also, like I said, I'm going to repeat this again. You know, if you guys, on the 21st, Britney Spears is going to light the holiday tree. So if you're going to go to Vegas, make sure you go to the Link Promenade to check that out. Man, there's so much stuff going on. You got, on December 11th, you got the BMX riders is going to be there. The December 5th is going to have the nightly holiday show. It's so much stuff going on at the Link. So make sure you guys, when you guys book that plane ticket to Vegas, make sure you book time at the Link Hotel and go to the Link Promenade. Check all that good stuff out there, too. Man, Sean, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, and happy Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to you, too. Happy New Year, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.